Welcome back, everyone. Going into the second hour here of Swan Song. I don't, 28. Something.
Whatever the hell game we're playing.
Whatever it is.
That one.
So, we fade back in from the break to the bridge of the Swan Song. Everybody's there. The like missile lock alarm is going off. It's like red alert, flashing, loud noises.
Have them do that every 2 seconds, and that's the alarm.
Just keep that up for me. And there's again, we get the subtitles, and it says, Swansong Bridge, Rusinian airspace, 3 days ago. Piani, you're sitting in front of the comms terminal, and like a missile hits the ship. So the ship takes damage. And you start getting damage reports from the ship saying thrusters damaged, crash imminent. What are you gonna do?
Wheat's getting these. Piani's getting.
Well, I mean, Piani's sitting at the comms, but you're all there. Like, it's just like, yeah. The ship is warning you. Like, we've been hit by a missile. There's another one incoming.
Well, I'm not the fucking someone. Drive the ship.
Well, Eric's driving the ship.
Hell no, he's not.
Eric's the driver.
No, Eric is like buried under the engines trying to make him go faster.
You're a fucking driver, Higgs.
It's not. What I about
do a
Pi?
Status report.
Everyone's like, who's driving this thing?
Who's driving the ship? I don't know what's going on.
That's why we're getting hit anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you're all strapped in because the ship is like coming through the atmosphere, and like you can see outside the atmosphere like burning on the on the hull, like you're entering, you're entering like hard and fast, and you're slowing down. Engines are damaged.
Can I like do a quick scan to see like who the fuck is firing on us?
Yeah, make a computer's test.
Okay.
A bear is driving. I'd like to imagine that as well.
Who is driving car? Bear is driving car.
We need one of those anthropomorphic bears.
Mr. Bear just tips his fedora to you.
I would
never
like
mind,
to
gentlemen. I've got this.
An English bear would be an amazing character. I'm just saying.
I mean, while we're just doing forward and backward jumping, sure, yeah. Let's just throw a bear in there.
Higgs is having a fucking psychedelic.
He could be very posh. You could call him something posh, like Mr. Barrington.
Exactly. Exactly.
Totally, totally succeeded on that role, by the way. Oh, and by that I mean I failed.
Nailed it.
Okay. So you're like, yeah, like frantically pulling at the controls, and you like bring up like a target assessment, and the local range scanners are broken, like they're damaged. Power has been rerouted to the to like life support, so you don't like vent oxygen.
A brief scan of everything going on as the pilot or the captain, would I think that taking the ship down for an emergency landing would be the correct course of action? Or a action that I could take, maybe not the correct one?
Yeah, I mean, if someone were to control the ship and make, like, a controlled landing, it would help, for sure.
Okay, and what,
hold on.
That's off of vehicle space?
Yes.
Can I apply points mid-game?
Oh, totally. You can just suddenly have vehicle space.
I would like to have vehicle space. How many points is that? Two?
To get zero, yeah. In vehicle space. It should say on your character sheet.
If it's a class skill, it's the level you're buying plus one. And if it's not a class skill, it's the level you're buying plus two.
Yeah, and for an expert, I'm pretty sure it's, yeah.
So vehicle space is not in my class.
It should be.
What is it? Grade means it's in my class?
No, that has no relation to anything.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
It doesn't?
No.
That's weird, because it should, unless...
No, I'm looking thought at that's the, what it was.
Anyway, for an expert, your class skills are, I got it here, all skills except combat, tactics, and tech, sci-tech.
Oh, so those are, the gray does mean something.
The gray
you
ones
fucking
are.
Fucking liar, Steven.
Wait, you're not looking at the roll 20 character sheet.
No, I'm looking at my actual character sheet.
One of the roll 20 character sheet is just every other one to help you differentiate them.
Yeah. So then it's 1 point to go from 0 to 1 or 2 points.
It's 1 point to go from 0 to, okay. Or from nothing to 0. It costs 1.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, I will put that zero. And then is that based off of int?
Dex in this case.
Motherfucker. Of course, the one that I have minus one. Okay, I do that. And then in a fashion that everyone would see, so maybe I like purposefully stumble and like fall hard into the chair, the driving chair. Ugh. Yeah, I just like rock around a lot.
Yeah, I mean, y'all are doing the Star Trek The Next Generation
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all of us.
Yeah. I take the sticks and say something to the effect of like, we're going in for a crash landing. And then I drive.
Okay, all right.
I come on.
What?
I come on the comms. I say, you be careful with her, Mr. Higgins.
All right,
Higgs. Make your attempt to roll there.
Rerolling that.
Whew.
And nice. We'll keep that one.
Okay. Holy God.
Nice.
All right. So, so y'all come down hard, but the ship doesn't just hit the side of a mountain and blow up, so that's nice. And the ship, jars hard when you hit the ground. You bounce because you're coming in quite fast. And then slide down the side of a snowy mountain. And we're, like, if we're seeing it from outside, it's, like, the staying, like, hard to stay focused kind of shaky cam as the ship comes in, smoke pouring off of it, slams into the side of the mountain, and then slides down, blasting rock and snow. Everybody make a physical effect save with a plus two.
Okay, really good news.
So what is this from?
D20 plus
this
two.
Is from the crash, yeah.
So
fuck
that. I wouldn't be able to trigger terminal reflection.
What is the wording on terminal reflection?
It basically, the power triggers automatically when the psychic is likely to be unexpectedly injured within 60 seconds.
There's no unexpected. You're about to be expectedly injured.
I'm paying attention to this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right.
Alt an action. Yeah, it allows you to stop an action, but there's nothing you can do to stop this.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's no problem at all.
Fuck, it's a problem.
Did everybody except Mr. Sakarian fail?
I'm curious, Adam. Do I have a different amount of power points than I had in my previous?
Yes, keep a encounter. separate track of your power points. Future you has what, 8 points less or
14 points left.
Nice.
Cuz I have a ton of power points.
Sure do.
Future me, 14 PP. Past me, 20.
Okay.
Can I, like, use my telekinesis to, like, hold stuff off from falling on me and protect myself that way?
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
You can. You can spend the points in lieu of the roll. So you, like, make a psychic, like, bubble around yourself and you, like, bang off the bubble in the wall.
Totally.
Piani, what's your physical effect save?
13.
Oh, okay, so the plus two wouldn't have mattered because you get a plus two from Higgs's crash landing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So everybody that failed, you are like stunned and like dazed when you crash. Mr. Sakarian, you and Eric have a chance to do something as the ship starts getting buried in like snow and like rubble because you crash the bottom of the slope and then. The mountain continues to like fall around the ship. What do you want to do?
You said Eric and Sakarian have a chance to do something? Are we near each other?
Sakarian's on the bridge, you're in the engine room.
Oh, of course, because we saved, of course. Good.
Because you saved. Everybody, the other two are stunned, like Higgs and Piani, like bang their head or like are dizzy or whatever. Like,
so we're crashing and you're saying we can do something?
No, you've already crashed.
We just crashed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like first I'm gonna hop up and get onto the comms, and I'm gonna say, "Is everyone okay? I hope everyone's all right." And then I say, "I'm grabbing my overnight bag," and then I run to my room and I grab my big duffel bag filled with, you know, my Atmo filter, pressure tent, power cells, post-ket toolkit, astronautics toolkit, etc.
All your junk. Okay.
Yeah.
Does everyone look okay-ish?
Yeah, more or less. Like they just look stunned and are reacting slower than you. You've been in you've been in like space crashes before.
I mean, I guess everybody has, but just go to each person and try to revive them, I guess. Just wake them up.
Okay. Yeah, they're not unconscious, but you can, like, help them out of their like, mm-hmm. seats. Okay. Cool.
I just unbuckle very calmly. Just kind of walk sure. over each one.
Okay.
Angels occurring.
All right. So the ship is warning you, like, its internal system is that, like, external pressure is rising. And you can tell, like, Piani, that, like, from the computer display, the ship is getting, like, buried in snow and rock.
I can tell that the ship is getting
yeah,
buried?
Yeah, you can see the external pressure sensors are indicating that, like, heavy pressure is being applied on top of the ship. And, like, the ship is, like, getting, like, jostled around. You can keep hearing, like, things crashing on top of it.
I mean, there's nothing really even I can do at this point.
No.
Like,
I mean, it's not that there's nothing you can do, but, like, you can see what's going on, or... You still have all the options you did before?
Yeah, but, I mean, like, we're... Just so I know, we're, like, stuck in the snow, right?
Yes. The worry is that the ship is going to get covered in rock and ice and snow, and you won't be able to get out.
Can I just, like, fire our thrusters and melt shit off or reroute to shields, or...
Yes, yeah, definitely. Make a... yeah, like,
shields.
The thing is, you can do that. I don't think your ship actually has shields, but, yeah, you can use the thrusters. That's the thing that works.
Okay.
Make a computer's roll for that. Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, so you fire the thrusters, and it diverts most of the... diverts most of the, like, rock and ice and crap from burying you under the snow. But when it's done, the ship's, like fuel supply or whatever is, like, just blinking at red. Like, you're basically out of fuel.
So the ship's somewhat stable still?
Well, no? You're on the ground, yeah. But you won't be buried, yeah.
Okay, great.
I go bursting into the bridge. And I just have, like, tears streaming down my face, and I'm yelling, "We're all going to die! We're getting buried by an avalanche! And we need to get out of the ship!"
Eric, shut the fuck up.
And I start running.
Good, okay. All right, Piani, you alive?
I'm alive.
Okay, we got, where's Sakarian?
I'm just standing there. Like,
yeah.
Sakarian! I just start calling out for you, just over and over.
Until
you.
I'm right here.
Oh,
it's behind you.
Okay, where are we? Where Pi? What planet is this?
So you say that you're like
we're in Worm Country.
Yeah, what planet is this? And we fade out and fade back up on Cabral, and the titles say again like Cabral 6 days ago, and. We see the crew of the Swan Song in a like a nice looking office up high in a like a tower. And you can see out the back windows of the office, all the kind of like spires of the city. It's like a nice sunny day. And you're in this office, there's a big desk, and there's a woman sitting at the desk, and on it there's a like a couple of like award statues. One of them's in the shape of like an atomic, like a molecule. The other one is like someone holding a torch. She's just wearing like a nice suit. And she says, it seems like you're like concluding like a conversation. She like stands up and she goes to like shake your hand, Higgs.
Okay, I shake her hand.
And so she's saying, she's like, "I'm so glad that your friends put us in touch, Mr. Higgins. I think you're perfect for the job." And so she like shakes your hand.
Well, I think we'll do just a great job with this job as well.
She says, "So the planet is primarily uninhabited. There might be some remnants from the past war, but you shouldn't have any trouble. Highly irradiated, no current occupants. The equipment that we need is here." And she like shows you on this like globe that she brings up. And we see like this like ice planet in hologram.
Everyone here, or is it just me?
Yeah, no, you're all here.
Okay.
And so she says, "The abandoned facility here." She points it out to you, she says, hasn't been accessed in some time, but what I need, the computer that's resting there, it should still be in one piece. So pick it up and bring it back to me and I'll make sure you get paid. This should be an in-and-out job. You come highly recommended.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, yes. And I just stare at her. She's like, yeah, we can approach from here. Doesn't that sound good, Piani? And I just kind of like look at you dead face. See, Piani knows all the things on it. We're going to be great. It's a fantastic job. Thank you. We'll have back to you in no time.
Okay. So you go to leave the office, but the camera stays in the office with her. She picks up her phone, dials a couple of numbers, and she's like, they're on the way. Yes, yes, no, they bought it. Right, okay. And she hangs up. And then we cut back to the ship.
Well, wait. 3 days ago. Doesn't she laugh maniacally, or is it just...
No, it's just very businessy. She's like, yep, nope, this is
they
it.
Bought and it. They bought it. Fingers and leans back and goes, ha, 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 ha.
And, yeah, we get back to the ship, and Pi says to you, Higgs, I think she was lying about the defense systems.
Eric, get back in here, please.
I guess I just like. Wait. This is in. This is past 3 days past.
This is back in the ship after just crashing.
Yeah, three days past. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I like come running back down the corridor. The doors are blocked. We're stuck.
Eric, we have all the oxygen we need. What are you doing? Just calm down, buddy. Breathe. Come on.
Okay.
Loose Fraba. Come on. Say it.
Okay. I told you we shouldn't have trusted that woman.
Well,
with the leather
shoes. I still trust her. I mean, maybe some shit happened. We don't know what. Who knows?
People who wear leather are bad.
Well, that's not true. Piani wears leather all the time.
And Piani's a bad person. It's okay.
I just kind of like look over at Piani like very quickly. He said I didn't say I like the leather. Keep wearing it. We got to get up. Eric, what's the stat? How long is it going to take? We got to get operational, as they say in the biz.
Let me consult my knowledge of the damage to the engine room and use what? Engineering, I guess, or whatever it is, astronautic to figure out. So that's. Yeah, I know how long it's going to take us.
Okay. It's not a question of how long it's going to take, but you need fuel. Like the missile that hit the ship broke open one of the fuel tanks, and you can fix that. You can fix the plating, no problem, but the fuel tanks are empty.
Yeah. I'm explaining this in an incredibly patronizing tone.
I suppose at this point I would maybe check to see what the fuck is potentially around us.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. You want to look at the computer, like the scanner of the area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Adam, can I have trained, and this is really random and obscure, but could I have trained Pi, much like in the GIFs that we were watching last night of the robots, to do those things?
To, like, fail at opening a door and do funny robot tricks?
Yes.
Yes, sure.
Great. That's what I've taught him in his
funny falling down tricks.
Yes, and his robot. Well, that like if he opens a door, he just smashes through it after like very carefully trying to turn the knob and stuff like that. Piani rolled an 11. What's that mean?
Okay. It means that I'm gonna bank that shit and roll again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Got him.
Sorry, team. Sorry, team, about this incoming fail. Oh!
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That was Pete's white person dance.
That was, I don't know, the fucking day nine.
Oh!
Yeah, it was a little bit of the day nine.
Yeah, yeah, that's
true. It was a little bit of Sean.
Okay, so the scanner gives you the general area, and it'll give you, like, power sources. You can see that you landed pretty close, like a few days walk to the closest largest power supply. There's like a settlement or something nearby. There's also some guns, like some weapon emplacements in the mountains that are what shot at you. And you're also picking up a faint signal, like another three or so days.
How do the worms control the guns, Adam? You're gonna take a lot to explain that to me, man.
I know.
And where are we? I have the knowledge of where we're supposed to go on this planet.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
And based off of the data I got, is there any indication that one of those places is where we need to go?
It's nearby. It might be the faint signal you're getting from further away.
Who's ready for a trip?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. How long is it gonna be?
I don't even have to look to know what Jeff is giggling about. Like, yep. I just know.
I'm just showing him for reference.
I played Tetris now.
I played Mirror Shades yesterday.
Did you? Tetris now. This is topical as well. Did you guys see today that the AI the passed
first,
the
first awareness test?
Self-referential. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
God damn it.
The other two were also programmed in the same exact way, so they also just passed as well, technically speaking.
Because they knew that it wasn't them.
Yep.
And I just watched X.
Guys, name a movie where this turns out great. Where the robot is like, doesn't. You know what I'm aware?
It doesn't.
Chappy.
Perfect lasagna. This is what we're going to do. One.
Real life, the movie.
Can I at least get my Warlord Titan before the whole fucking planet goes in fire, man?
Well, I mean, they still got to go into mass production, and then we got to weaponize them. So you got a year or two.
Oh, wow. All right, good.
Yeah.
You'll be good enough time. I informed the crew that I may have discover the location and that we probably need to put together an away team.
I volunteer. I have all of my things packed.
I bet.
And I like dump the bag on the floor.
Well, I think we should all go. Pi, can you handle the ship by yourself?
So, yeah, Pi's little like robot body can like peers around a corner. Yes, I think so. Besides, it's going to get very cold in here very soon.
Tell you what, man. As a guy that's been to Sweden, it is scary how accurate Steven's accent is. That's exactly how they all sound all the time. Like very
fluent,
like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, God damn it.
Pi, I know you like pizza. How much do you weigh?
Jesus.
Pi's robot body is probably more than 400 pounds.
Damn it.
I'm Inga from IKEA.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Pi. You take care. I think we're all gonna go on this jaunt. Jog? Pi, is that a word? Roll a dictionary search. Is jaunt a word?
Say it, Eric. Say that it's pronounced yog. Do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, you have the vac suits, and Eric has some like supplies. Certainly enough to get you to the closest. Area, the like closest to settlement, you set off from the ship and leave Pi in charge of keeping an eye on things. Pi assures you that they'll start the like external repairs so that if you come back with fuel, you can take off right away. Okay, cool. So sure. you head off from the ship. We fade out. We fade back in. Then we see Planet Racina now. And the worm is gone. There's green shit everywhere. You're still a day out from the settlement. You're out in the snow. Cold wind blowing. What do you want to do?
We're just on our way to the settlement right now.
Is this post-defeating the worm?
Yeah, yes. You killed the worm. We're all caught up with the present now.
Okay.
I'm just patching up Eric and...
Yeah, I'm going over and making sure Piani's upright.
Helping him walk, saying, you did good, Eric.
Thank you, Mr. Sicarian. And like I go back over, and that's exactly what I do. Oh, wait, nope. Now we've gone into a different sort of...
Hey, Steven.
Swan song.
The Europeans are very open, man.
Just, you know, stroking the beard... Okay, I go back over and I grab my duffel bag and I sling it over my shoulder. And I say, so, this direction? And then I just start walking in a direction that's very obviously not the direction we were headed when we encountered the worm.
Good job, Eric.
Do we have to keep on track or am I like, my compad is pinging or something? Or
You can turn Eric around, but yeah, you know he's going the wrong way.
Eric, I know you fix ships, but fucking, you're going the wrong way.
Oh. Okay, this way then. I just turn 180 degrees and I just start marching.
Is that the right way, Piani?
The Benny Hill music starts playing.
Yeah, I guess I just start walking in the right way.
Okay.
If it's okay. Not in the direction that Eric is going, Eric, it's this way, buddy. And I set him on the right path.
Thank you, Higgins.
Yep, no problem.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, you don't have to make a nav check or anything because Piani still has the information stored on her data pad. And you head in that direction for a few hours before you start to come into what looks like the suburbs of a ruined city. At first, there's just like bits and pieces of like debris under the snow, edges of buildings, that kind of thing. But you can see in the distance through the swirling snow, larger buildings, some like sort of toppled skyscrapery looking buildings. It's obvious to you that, you've seen, like Mr. Scan, you've seen planets that have been, had cities like bombed out. And it's definitely clear that that's what happened, but that was a long time ago, and now it's all kind of like crumbling, and there's snow and ice all over the place.
Just to say over the comms, this would appear to be a planet that, as previously mentioned, was embroiled in war.
Is there any indication, just like it's always been like snow here, right?
You can make a science of some kind check. Planetology. I don't know if
I don't have it, but fuck it, I'll roll anyway.
Yeah, you could take a shot at it.
Minus one. No. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, hard to say.
Are there any intact buildings?
Yeah, like you could find if someone made a survival check or something, you could find a building that you could hunker down in. You don't really need it right now. Your suits are still
holding up. Right. Are there any, could there be anything to loot or supplies, or we just assume that this rubble is fucking
it is,
rubble?
Judging by the like types of buildings and stuff, like this, before it was leveled, this city was like TL3 at best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if there's nothing... There's nothing here. I guess we should just keep going.
The animals
snow,
this game.
A snow cat.
Shut up. Meow.
Can everybody make a perception check for me?
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
Sure.
Thank you.
Pass!
It's what is perception? 2d6.
2d6, Tiger.
Still pass, kid.
I mean, yes. If
good.
What is that based off?
Intelligence.
Fuck.
In this case,
Eric. I get a 10.
Nice job. Man, okay. The snow's real rough.
Yeah, Eric. Howling snow and wind.
Snow is fucking everywhere.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Just can't tell what's
Eric, going. You have eyes adapted for the snow, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
That also makes sense.
And you can see you're being followed. There's a group of people. Okay, just sneak up behind you. Yeah. No, there's a group of people that are like following you as you move through the ruins.
Are they armed?
Hard to say. You just like you turn to look, and maybe you catch someone like scrambling to like find cover, so you don't see them.
Yeah. Okay. Are they? I mean, how far away from us are they?
They're probably like 30 meters or so.
Is there any sort of ledge above them?
Yeah, you could definitely get like above them for sure.
Okay. I just go on comms quietly. I say, gentlemen, Miss Piani, we are being followed. Would you like me to go find out more?
Followed by what?
People.
How many?
Did I get to see?
A handful, like more than one, but like less than 100, like yes, a small group.
Tell me their approximate coordinates, please, Eric.
There are a few of them, approximately -6 o'clock from. What is that? The right words? I don't understand.
Eric, are you trying to stay behind us?
Eric, we'll work on this. It's It's fine.
Eric, yes. Do you mean behind
yes,
us?
Yes, I know where they are. I could go up there and see more.
Well, I don't want them to know that we've seen them.
Oh, good idea.
We gotta keep walking. Quiet. I got the rifle. I calmed to. I mean, just so the calm to everyone, I guess, to say. Higgins, are we expecting anyone?
I don't think so.
Mr. Sicarian, keep your voice down.
It's a calm inside of... You know what, Eric? You're right. You should keep your voice way down, though, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Eric, you're quite louder than all of us. We'll be quiet, but you gotta be quieter, buddy. And I just kind of like... I do like the baseball slap on the ass when I say... then I turn to Mr. Scarn and be like, any way we can get eyes on them without letting them know?
I assume they can see us, so I don't think so.
Well, I think we just keep going and we go into a building and then we try to lose them from there.
Sounds good to me.
So we keep walking towards a building with the idea of getting into the building and then going out a door in the back to go into a different area.
Okay, yeah, so you want to like try to lose them?
Yeah, but also try to maybe have them be at a spot where we are anticipating them to come out of, like where we left the building, if that makes sense.
So are you trying to set up an ambush, or you just want to like make it so they can't follow you anymore because they lose track of you?
I defer to Sakarian on that.
I think ambush, okay. Yeah.
So we go in a building, leave the building out the back, and then maybe set the ambush out at the building out the back.
We should try to find somewhere. Yeah, I mean, I guess if we're trying to plan this, then Eric says, we should try to find somewhere with large pieces of loose rubble.
Yeah, they're everywhere. There's huge chunks of wall all over the place.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the plan.
Okay. Mr. Scary, make a tactics roll.
Can I make one? I have tactics. Okay. I want to make one.
Yeah, someone can make the roll and the other one can give a plus one to the person.
I have. Is it based off int?
Yes.
I have plus one, Jeff.
Let me help you then. I'll help you. Okay. I'm only plus one in deck.
If you can get a seven or better on your roll, then you'll give a plus one to you. There you go.
Nice.
Right. Mapped it out.
Wrecked it.
Nice. Okay. Wrecked. Yeah, you see a place that's like perfect.
We go home alone on this shit, by the way. There's marbles. There's tags.
There's marbles. We got Legos everywhere. No one's seen them for a billion years, but we got them.
I mean, it is kind of the Christmas episode, so perfect. Yeah. The nearby there's a like a subway station, and you can go down.
God dang it!
You gotta be mad. It's fucking.
You can
bad
go down into the subway and then either like stay down in there and wait for them to come down the stairs, or you can go out the other side and you can watch them come in. Like this is probably your best bet.
So there's an entrance to the subway and an exit on the other side.
On the other side of the street, yeah. So you're on one side of the street, and the exit is on the other. So you can drop down here and come up on the other side and watch them go down, or you can wait for them down below. But basically, if they follow you, it's basically you're funneling them into an enclosed space.
Yep. And there's rubble down here.
Yeah, dude, there's rubble everywhere. Unless I tell you otherwise, there's rubble all over the fucking place.
I think option one sounded better to me. What is it about the rest of you? What he just said. Adam repeated.
Going down in there.
I will show you.
Okay.
Draw us a picture.
I'm gonna do it. Let's see. Okay, so
hey, that room looks familiar.
If this is the street, oh yeah, there's still a room on here. okay. And so the street is here. There's like, good job, Adam. Anyway, there's a subway entrance on either side, like one here and one here. Boop. With the subway underneath, right? So the subway runs like north south if this goes east west. So you can imagine like the subway goes like this. This way, underneath, and there's an entrance here, an entrance here, so you can get in from either side.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, so let's just go on the southern entrance, and then...
Yeah, y'all are approaching this way, and the dude's following you back here.
Yeah, okay, so let's go on the southern entrance, we'll come out the northern entrance, and then wait, like, right here for them to come out. And also, can we see from this area, can we see right here, or is there building and rubble in the way?
From if you're standing on the north side, you can see the south entrance. You could hide behind it because it's a little like.
But we could. The biggest question I guess I'm asking is, could we see them enter it without being seen? If we were stealthy,
it depends on how stealthy you are. But yeah, you can try.
Okay. So that's the goal. We want to make sure that they go in, and then once they're in there, we know that they have to come out.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, if they want to, they could like leave by following the subway like line underneath. But if they're following you, they probably won't want to do that.
Okay.
You'll have to take a look at it.
All right. Well, we still go in there, then come out the north side, okay. And then.
So is everybody going to come up and hide, or are you going to send one person to hide? Like, the least people you have, the easier the stealth is going to be, because if anybody fails, that person will get noticed.
I would think Eric would probably be best suited for some sort of reconnaissance for them to come in.
Eric is not the most stealthy of people. He's kind of big and
okay.
obvious.
Well, I mean, I have one in stealth, so I can do it. I guess I have the best chance on paper.
Yeah, and I'll be giving him Overwatch, I would say, as best I can.
From where?
Just some form of a vantage point, you know? Roll a 12 on that shit, man.
Just some form of a vantage point.
I'm like in a cloud from Mario, man. Just a floating cloud.
Awesome. Mr. Lakitu.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to be, like, outside?
I would just be nearby. If there's no Overwatch, then I'm just nearby.
Near to Higgs.
Yeah.
When Higgs comes out and hides.
I am the mobile response team.
Okay, so you're inside waiting to like rush up if Higgs
needs
help.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, so Piani, Sicarian, and Eric are still in the subway, and then upstairs, Higgs, you're going to hide. Okay, so Higgs, I just need a stealth roll from you.
And is that based off Dex?
Yes.
Motherfucker. Why is everything based off Dex in this terrible game? 7.
Okay.
Pass.
Okay. They don't notice you. So the three of you that are inside, it's dark down there. There's a subway train that's stopped and is like broken and like the windows are all shattered. There's garbage and debris all around here. Snow has piled up at the bottom of the stairs, and it looks like at some point recently someone was like living down here. And then at the other end of the subway, Higgs, you jump over the turnstile, climb up to the top, and are peering across the street. And you can see through the snow across the street a group of about a half dozen guys, half dozen dudes in like snow gear. Most of them carrying either rifles or pistols, approach this entrance to the subway and start to go down the stairs.
So I relay that. If comms are still working,
you got comms,
yeah, I relay that information. Six just entered subway, some sort of
weapon. How wide are the stairs at the other end?
Like basically wide enough for two lanes of people to go up and down. So sort of four lanes, like 20 feet across maybe.
Yeah, okay. I guess what I'd like to set up is the ability to like lift some very heavy, like at max capacity from my telekinesis piece of rubble, and then just like shove it as fast as I can in their direction and basically go bowling.
Yeah, sure. So you want to, basically you can just tear off a 400 pound, like a chunk of rock and throw it at them.
It's a force throw.
Yep. So I can throw stuff at 6 meters a second.
Okay.
So let's see.
Give you like a damage effect for that.
Meters per second to miles per hour.
Can we just say that? You're throwing this 2 miles an hour?
No, it's 13 miles an hour.
Oh, I started to say it's like there's a large thing
fast.
Of concrete moving at us. What do we do? Yeah. I don't know. It's about 10 seconds away.
We have some time to think about this. Now, plan number one.
Yeah. 13 miles an hour isn't super fast, but you know, whatever.
I mean, you're not really meant to attack until you get telekinetic RAM. That's kind of the jam there. So you tear like a chunk off the wall and kind of like push it towards them. And they scramble. They start to like scramble back up the stairs. And it's too slow to like use as an attack. Like you can drop stuff on people if they don't see it coming, but it certainly startles them. And then like crashes into the wall. Some of the like rubble collapses. One of the like ceiling lights falls down. Mm-hmm. And they seem like confused and definitely not sure what's going on. They didn't expect rocks to fall at them. What are you going to do? They're still on the stairs on the other side.
Where are they in relation to me?
You are here, Mr. Sicarian.
Yeah, and they're down
and
here.
And they are over here on the other end.
Okay. So I'm like around the wall.
And then Higgs is like up here.
So basically it was a completely premature shot that they're going to run out the exit over here freely while we're stuck inside.
They might, yeah. They're like, you can hear them talking, but they're not speaking English, so it's, you can't.
Okay, I guess I don't know what just happened, so I'm just like, what was that?
I scared them away.
Maybe I don't mute it accidentally, and I'm fucking, what is Eric doing? And then I'm like, oh, that wasn't on purpose. Sicarian, do you have a shot? If so, take it.
I'd like for them to get a little bit more bottleneck bullets, see what their action is.
Okay. Well, I'll be up here. I'll let you know if they come out.
Okay. Yeah, they split up. Three of them go up the stairs. The other three get cover behind the rock that just got thrown at them. The three come up the stairs, and one of them, you can see all this, Higgs, they don't see you. One of them unslings a backpack and pulls like a long antenna out of it and pulls like a handset off of it and starts like talking into it.
And there's only one?
There's three of them. The other two are like on lookout with their weapons.
This is up top?
Yeah.
I see a total of three?
Yeah, there are three up there.
Okay, I relay that information and say like, we got three over there. Looks like they're trying to talk to someone. Satellite. I don't know how many are downstairs, but at least maybe half. I don't know. You could possibly approach. I'll let you know when they come down. You tell me.
Okay, so then I would... So Adam, just so I have this clear, then the assumption is there's three approaching our position?
No, they're not approaching. They're just like, they have cover behind the rock.
But they're in there?
They're like looking, kind of like peering in the dark, trying to see you.
Okay. Then I would say, over comment, say, well, I believe Eric has taken away most of our advantage, so I will go ahead and spearhead the advance. If you can get in position for perhaps a flank attack, go ahead and give it a moment, though. Let it come after I grab their attention.
Okay. Yep, I'll start moving over there on up here. Let me know if anything drastic happens.
Okay. Then, Adam, I would remove myself from cover around the edge and walk as close as I can to them within, you know, reasonable distance, and then I'm going to shoot the Thunder Gun to the closest guy.
Okay, sure. They stay undercover, but when they see you come out, you hear them. Like, one of them is like says something to the other, but they don't come out.
Yeah, I just literally walk at them. I'm going for, like, okay, a point-blank shot.
Sure. Right now the rock is in the way, but if you could just shoot it.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay, cool.
So what's my plus here, then?
Oh, you don't have to roll the hit. It's a stationary object. Fantastic. Just roll damage.
Okay. 2d10. Takes a
nice.
12.
Okay. Yeah, you just blast the rock apart. Chunks of stone and concrete and bits of rebar like fly all over the place. They shout like they're surprised. And
holy cow!
Two of them start to run up the stairs, and the other one fires his rifle at you, but you just hear like the crack of like a projectile rifle, and it just bounces off your armor. So he shoots you a couple of times as you're walking towards him. The other two run up the stairs. Higgs, you see the ones upstairs like turn when they hear the shot. The guy hangs up the phone, throws the satellite backpack on, and they start to run.
Can I take shots?
Yeah, you can take a shot at them, sure.
Okay. What is their armor?
Their armor is 5.
So d20 plus 6.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, you fire, but you miss. One of them turns and sees you, and it doesn't change things. They're still running. He just, like, sees that you got shot, and maybe they, like, duck sideways into a, an alley or whatever. They duck under some rubble and off into a different area.
Okay, I update the crew on everything I just saw. And I say only two came up or something.
And, yeah, as you're saying that, I think that the other, unless Piani and Eric, you get a chance to do something. And then they're going to run up the stairs.
So there's how many of them still down here? Three?
There's three. There's two that have like immediately booked, one that shot Mr. Sicarian a couple of times, and then is going to run for it.
Like, is it clear that we're engaging them as hostiles?
I don't know what's... I would say nothing is clear at this point.
Yeah, of course. I don't know. Eric is stuck in indecision.
Okay, so Eric hesitates.
Piani? So, three running away, unknown number still coming down.
No unknown number. Three of them upstairs ran away when the explosion went off. Three downstairs, two ran away immediately, one shot at Mr. Securian a couple of times and then was going to run.
Okay. And the closest ones to us are the ones that are still downstairs.
Yeah. They're across the street from you.
But they're still coming towards us.
No, they're running. They're running away. Mrs. Carrion scared them off.
Oh, I'm not gonna make a shot.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought they were coming towards us. I was gonna get in cover.
So he holds action.
Okay. Hold. So the ones upstairs get away. Unless you want to chase them, Higgs. The other two come booking up the stairs and out into the street. You can take another shot at one of them if you want.
Yeah, I would say that I'm also getting down from wherever I've been hiding and running at them.
Okay, so you're running towards them and shooting.
Yeah, and just taking a shot. And I'm also
dive across the street.
I'm also telling Sakarian, or I guess all comms, like everything that's happening in that I'm seeing. Okay. Oh, that's Ooh. Nope. There's it should be higher. It should be a +4 to that, so that's a hit. That's a 23.
Okay. All right. Yeah, roll damage.
That was weird. All right. It's a big number. It's 3 damage.
Okay.
I'm just like, and I tagged one. We got one hit.
All right, let me see how many hit points this one had.
As he relays that, I'm going to try to apprehend one alive.
Okay, so they come up the stairs, and so you're like, apprehend one alive as Higgs shoots the guy in the head. Just drops face down in the snow, like his body just falls out from under him.
Cancel that. That is a kill. That's one kill, one down.
aim for debilitating shots.
Well, he's pretty debilitated.
I think he's debilitated. I just keep running at him.
Mr. Securian, you can see the guy that shot you realizes that his gun's not going to do anything. You can do something before he gets to take his next action. What do you want to do?
I will attempt to... He's just going to grab him, basically.
Yeah, you want to run up and, like, tackle him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and... make a strength check. Yeah, 2d6 plus your strength, and he'll roll to try to get away. So 2d6... Dexterity. All right, he got a 4. So
well,
slippery little fucker. All right,
I'll re-roll it. I'll twitch out and minus my dexterity advantage I don't have. Okay,
nice.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you run towards him. You go to like jump. He deeks one way, and you just like your body auto like twists sideways, and you throw yourself at him. You grab him, crash him to the ground. His head hits the cement, dazes him. His weapon slides out of the way and falls off next to the train. Upstairs, the other guy Higgs that you shot at, he gets away. He runs off.
Okay. Well, I track them to the best of the ability that I can, but I don't want to go too far away from the party. So maybe I like go into the alley to see if I could see which way they turned or something like that.
Sure, yeah. It looks like, from a distance, this looks like it looks like just debris has fallen, but when you get closer to it, you can see that it's actually like intentionally set up this way to look like that, but it's a like a tunnel. Like it's engineered, but it's hidden by the debris on the outside.
So they're going down somewhere.
Yeah, they're just going out into the ruins, and like they have a way to get out.
Okay. All right. Well, I walk back cautiously back to the rest of the crew, and as I'm relaying the information.
All right. There's a dead body, and you notice actually that it's the blood coming out of its head and like hit out the blood on the snow, isn't red. It's like a kind of like purplish color.
Whoa.
Okay.
Do we know that from something?
Wait, have we seen that before?
Well, I mean, none of you have medicine, and it doesn't immediately like...
Is it Shandalian? Be honest.
No, it's, he's... Well, I mean, You can turn him over, I guess, and see if he has chainsaw mode.
Can we look for any marks, any identification, anything at all?
Sure. Yeah. So you, what do you, what do you, you're downstairs.
They're frisking. I mean, yeah.
I'm Keone's
not even a part of this.
The guy you tackled is unconscious.
Okay. So yeah, I carry him.
Okay.
Like a sack of potatoes over my shoulder, and I just go up the stairs. And then I lay him down, frisk him for weapons, obviously, and remove him.
Okay. So when you're frisking him, you notice like he has very little or like no like body heat. Like his body's like cold. Like frisk him. And
I would check for a pulse then at that point because I'd be worried I killed him.
Yeah. No, he's still alive. You can feel his blood.
What weapons did these guys have on him?
The guy upstairs, the guy you shot, doesn't. He doesn't have any weapons. Like he had his rifle, but it's like lying kind of nearby. He has no other armament on him. He has a rucksack, like a backpack on. But no other weapon that you can find. They're wearing armor. It looks scavenged, like his armor doesn't really fit him. Also, they have, now that you can like get up and see them, they have their like head like wrapped in like basically gray and brown like camouflage like colors for an urban snow environment. Same with their clothes, they're all that color. But, you know, his head wrapping came off, his goggles are lying in the snow somewhere all broken. He has like really patchy looking like dark purple, like almost black like skin.
Okay.
Well, also has three eyes. That's another thing. There's a third eye.
Three eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then maybe as I'm like going to, I noticed that maybe last because I'm going to like close his eyes.
And say, yeah.
Like, have a good night, friend. And then I'm like, well, you got three eyes. That's odd. Shut the third one.
Yeah.
Relay that. And I guess I go and meet up with the rest of the crew. So we got a dead body up here. Did you guys have any luck?
I'm right there with you. I dropped my incom scare next to you.
Well, then maybe I look at, I compare to see you also have three eyes. The guy that Scarring has.
Yep.
Well, they went down under that tunnel. Do we have any way to tell what time it is? Or if there is a day-night cycle on this planet?
Yes, there definitely is. But it's darker and colder like on the planet pretty much all the time than it would normally be based on the size and location of the planet. So it's hard to say. It's like kind of always, it's either dark or like dusk. It's never fully daylight, really.
But we should probably be thinking about making a camp, right?
Yes. Yeah. You'll need to get somewhere out of the weather.
Okay. Well, I relay that. We need to make camp, and maybe while we're doing that, I'll have a talk with this kid.
I have a pressure tent.
A what?
A pressure tent.
Oh.
It's the tent you go into with Eric, and then he pressures you to do things.
Wow.
What?
That sounds incredible.
That sounds great. I'm in. What's the? How many people can fit in your pressure tent?
I was just looking that up.
All right.
The tent maintains a breathable atmosphere, tolerable temperature, and serviceable sleeping quarters for up to five very friendly occupants.
Oh, look at
excellent.
That.
Okay. Nice. Well, I.
Does it, so I guess just, like Eric, it, just like
does it protect you against radiation?
It doesn't specifically say.
So you can use the tent to protect you from the weather, but you'll need to stay in your vac suits because your little Geiger counters are like tick 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 tick.
Can
they're
I,
cool, like ambient radiation.
So like I guess I just like unsling my duffel bag, drop it on the ground, pull out a thing.
Well,
that's
I guess
just, like,
as
a little
you're
black
that, I'm just like, Eric, not yet.
I'm like pulling on the cord and I stop myself before it pops open.
I just have
this really sad look on my face.
What? One sec. Can I make a tactics roll to know the best possible place to like set up?
Yes, definitely. So when you say best possible, you mean like least likely to be found and ambushed while you're resting?
Yeah, yes. That's good.
Yes.
I like that idea.
Are you helping me out, Sakarian?
Yeah.
Can he help me out, Adam?
Yeah, you totally can.
Okay.
Because you're just like, hey, Mr. Karian, where should we put this thing?
Yeah.
Okay, Got an idea.
Wow, I needed that.
You needed it, yep. Okay. So the two of you do find a place that's safe enough, like you're not going to be like immediately collapsed on by debris above you, but you're away from the main road, and it doesn't look like there are any of these like hidden tunnels around.
Okay. Mm. Also, these people that were chasing us, they weren't in suits, right?
No, they were just like, I mean, they were in cold weather gear, but no radiation protection.
Okay. Well, then we move over to that place, we get set up, and then I take the guy outside, and I assume I have some way of, like, tying him to something. And I just tie one of his arms to, like, whatever I can and tie him outside. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's just a pole.
He, like, makes a pole out of snow and then...
Yeah. Well, there's, like, signs. Like, I'm just like, you find, like, a stop sign or something, but it doesn't... It's, like, the red octagon, but it says stop in, like, characters you don't recognize.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can tie him to that.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It's pretty firmly, like, in the ground.
Yeah.
Sure.
I tie him to that and walk back inside.
Okay.
And I guess I just walk in and wait to see what everyone's doing.
Okay, so the tent is like, it's like a cold weather tent. It's very small. You'll be like really crammed in there. You can wait to like get in there until you're like ready to rest, but it would be super uncomfortable to like get in and just like hang out and have a conversation in there.
Hey, we got room to cram a whole other person in here.
Yeah.
If we put him down by our feet, everything would be really cozy.
No, no, we're not trying to make him comfortable, Aaron. It's probably best you just stay inside tonight.
Oh, okay.
And Mr. Skarn, I'm gonna need a knife.
He kind of like frisks. He kind of like looks at his suit, and then he pulls off his chain sword and hands it to you.
How big is this thing in comparison to a small knife? Massive.
It's like a big sword.
It's like a dozen small knives attached to a big knife.
Yeah, with a motor.
Yeah, I guess the knives spin around the outside of the
I'm
knife.
Like looking at this. I'm like, anyone got anything smaller? You know, just a sharp object will do.
You know what? I pull out like you know something from one of my survival kits or whatever.
Sure,
I'm just like
survival knife. Yeah, it gives you a cool like matte black knife with like a compass on the hilt.
Yeah.
Okay, I hand you back. That's a nice weapon there, Mr. Skarian. I like it. I just like hand you back.
You can't see it, but he's smiling in his helmet.
Yeah. I hand it back to you. And then take the knife and say, if you guys hear some noises, don't worry, it's not me. And if you don't, if you're squeamish, then don't come outside. I'll be back in a bit. And I walk outside the tent.
Okay.
Back over to the guy that's tied up.
I stand watch outside, I guess.
Sounds good.
What is anyone else come outside? Or you guys just staying inside?
I'd stay in the tent.
I stay in the tent and I just kind of turn to Piani. I say, so does Higgs like torturing his prisoners?
You know, some days he does. Other days, maybe not so much. Not sure which day this is.
I understand.
That's a Thursday. It's a day for torture.
Yep.
Adam, how does the stun baton stun? Are there two electrodes that have space in between it that creates...
I don't know. It's like a sci-fi stun baton, so...
Is it just like electrocute?
Let me see.
I picture like a... Like literally a baton that's just electrified.
So a stun baton... Here's the description. Batons themselves are flexible and ineffective as bludgeons. Deliver a discharge of non-lethal electricity. So whatever... However you want them to be. They're basically like... A stick that when you hit someone with it, it zaps them rather than like a prod.
Well, I would assume let's just say that it is just like a stick that has, but you can like take the stick off and find just the two electrodes that are creating the static electricity.
Sure.
The electricity. Yeah, so I take that off and take the two wires, and like spread them apart a good thing. And then I take off. Is he wearing boots?
So you're gonna try to do? You have the like an electronic skill or something to try to disassemble this weapon safely?
No.
Okay, just make an intelligence check at minus one then.
Okay. Roll 2d6. Well, it's 3.
Okay.
So maybe I stun myself.
You take 6 damage.
Good God.
It'll all heal overnight, like if you rest. But yeah, you take 6 damage. You're like, oh, I can just take this thing. God, fuck.
Do I get it off?
Eric turns to Piani and says, it sounds like he's really good at it.
So yeah, you do you manage to like pull it apart, but yes, shock yourself very badly first.
Perfect. So I do that. Is he wearing shoes?
Yeah, he's got boots on.
Okay, I take off one of his boots and his socks.
Okay, so they're like fur wrapped, and underneath are like they look like scavenged, like they're mismatched boots. And you pull off his boots. He has like Yeah, purple skin on his feet.
He's got normal feet?
Yeah.
Okay. I take the two electrodes and position the big toe in the center of it, and then I just, like, let out a shock just to wake him up.
All right. Just zap him. Well, let's see.
Oh, God. Is this going to kill him?
No, you can't kill him this time. But, yeah, you deal enough stun damage to just knock him back out. He wakes up, and then just, like, keeps getting shocked and then passes out again.
You just, maybe Sicarian sees this happen, I just look at
him. Yeah, no, I see, so I'm outside, I see, like, the outlines of you guys, as there's just, meow. I hear, like, him thump back down.
You see me just look up to the sky and just go, God fucking damn it.
And then I hear no questions being asked. I hear a little mumbled, like, God damn it. And I'm like,
So then I'm just.
Karin just kind of looks around, like.
I just, like, take the stock, the baton, and just, like, throw it back towards Sicarian.
Fuck this thing.
And get the knife. And I take the blade and position it in between the nail and the rest of the toe, and then just, like, slam it in.
All right. Yeah. He wakes up screaming. And is, like, trying to, like, get away, but he's tied to the stop sign. and he's screaming, and all three of his eyes are rolling back in his head.
Okay. I take the knife out. I'm just like, do you understand me?
He's babbling it to you in a language that you don't understand.
Sir, please come. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Stream of panicky, like, he's, like, sobbing and just panicky.
I almost straddle him, although I assume... Yeah, I guess I straddle him just to get him to, like, calm down and stop wiggling. And then just, like, put the knife right in front of his face with my other hand, like, around his neck to just get him to stop fucking screaming.
Okay, yeah, he like, sees the knife and, like, pulls his head back but hits the post and is, like, breathing hard and just, like, staring at the knife.
Okay, and I'm just like, do you understand me?
He just... like, again, like, says something. He's repeating himself in the language you don't know what he's saying.
Do all three of his eyes constantly look at the same spot?
Babbling. Yeah, they're all moving around. Not really. They're looking at the knife.
Can I make any sense of what he's saying in whatever language he's saying? Have I heard it ever?
Make an intelligence test, but you're going to need, like, a 10 or better to... even figure out what he's saying.
That is a flat 2d6.
Okay.
That is a 5.
No, he's just terrified.
Okay. Do we have, like, is a flare something that would be common enough to just say, like, I go get a flare?
It'll be if Eric might have them in his survival.
Okay.
Hold the phone. Let me check.
Maybe I just leave.
I have a healthy supply of thermal flares.
Okay.
That's true.
Wheat.
Yes.
You do.
Maybe I leave and I walk back into the rope, or walk back into the tent. I'm just like, and I've got the knife, like, bloody right next to me. I just bumped my head with the knife.
Purple blood dripping off of it.
You don't got any flares.
I have glow bugs. It's just like, I pull out a glow stick.
When he says glow bugs, the flap of the tent opens and my head peeks in. And I'm just looking. I'm just looking at you.
You give me the Leonardo DiCaprio eyes?
Well, it's just a opaque mask that you see, but yeah, he's just kind of, like, hunched over looking at you.
I mean, I imagine it just goes down, like, a car window and you're just, like, goes back up.
Assuming nothing is said or done, he just, like, starts to withdraw, but there's, like, one moment he pokes back in, kind of looks at you. And then very slowly withdraws, just kind of, you can see the outline of me flipping back and watching the outside.
Okay, we got glow stick. We got any flares? I need some heat.
I offer up flares.
Okay. I grab the flare. Like, how are y'all doing? You guys having a good evening? And I just don't even wait for a response and just, like, walk out of the tent with the thermal flare. I strike the flare. And then, like, turn upside down, and then at this point I'm just, like, pissed off, and so I just take the bottom of the flare that's already lit and just, like, put it right on the guy's toe where I jabbed the knife in to, like, steal the wound.
Ouch. All right, more screaming, and he passes out again.
Yeah. And I turn to Sakari and be like, he doesn't speak our language, I don't think. I'm just having some fun. I don't think we're getting any information out of him.
Is he passed out, you said, Adam?
Yeah, he's passed out. Yeah.
Okay. Then I kind of walk in and just rev up my sword and kind of just very nonchalantly just kind of draw it across his ribcage, open him up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sprays viscera and stuff everywhere, so just chainsaw his chest open.
Yeah.
Casually, though, like, you know.
Well, it's okay. Not like it. Yeah, he doesn't, like, smash. He just, yeah, just a just chainsaw and just it, drag it across. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I just kind of wrap him up in his own jacket, throw him over my shoulder, and carry him out.
Well, when he does that, if I peer over it, does it look like he has somewhat of a human biology to him?
Make a medicine test.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not supposed to give that to me. Is that based off anti-assume?
Yes.
And if I don't have it, it's a -1, right?
Yeah, but what if you roll a 12?
Possible.
Wait, medicine doesn't even exist on this sheet.
So it'd be like make tech
plus five, just plus five.
Tech, I don't know. Something like tech medicine.
Oh, tech or... medical. Okay, so yeah, 2d6 minus one.
Yeah.
Fuck, I would have had it.
Okay. I mean, he's made out. He's got bones and goo and stuff in him, but.
So, that's what I say is like Sakari. It's like, well, he's got bones and goo, so I guess he's a human.
I take the torch too, assuming Haggis hands it to me, like the
flare.
Yeah, the flare.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got this like body wrapped up over your shoulder, and the flare on the other hand.
Just walk out, make a heap of them, and set it on fire a little bit.
Okay. Throw the flare on his body, and maybe that's the last thing we see before the break is just like Sakari and your armor like illuminated by the burning body pile in front of you, and the reflection of the fire in your mask.
And yeah, I'm walking away from that, probably in a upset looking fashion, whatever that means. You just see speech bubble with just a bunch of like random characters for obscenities as I'm walking away.
Well, as he says that, I say without turning around, like, it's best we probably set up some posts. There's going to be company.
Yep. That's when I walk in, yeah. That's how it
okay.
goes. Cool.
All right. Cool, yeah, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. I still got 2 hours left of the show, so we'll do that, and we'll come back and go into hour 3. Be right back, guys. More Swan Song coming up right after this. We'll see you guys then.